Okay, we're going to start the new parak here. This parak really introduces the concept of Hesed Yad, which in a sense is almost the stereo with everything we learned till now, because everything we learned till now was very clear that there are two types of obligations you have to Hekdesh. Either it's a getter of Erechin or a getter of Domin. And Erechin, by definition, is a fixed choiv that you're obligated to pay, and it's not based on anything but the fixed amount that the Torah placed, just like we equated it to Pidyon HaBen. Wasn't our equation, the Gemara made the equation. The Gemara, in the first parak, brought a comparison between Pidyon HaBen and Erechin. Because Erechin is an assessed value that the Torah says you're obligated to pay in order to create a form of redemption. It's a Pidyon. Now, Hesed Yad is completely the other end. Hesed Yad means that there are times where a person doesn't pay the erech, pays what he can afford. So that's really more doyma to a neder. He's not paying the assessed value. So he doesn't have the money for that. We'll see how your magder doesn't have the money, what he has to give, what he doesn't have to give. That we're going to learn about later on, what's called Hesed Yad. The yimarech, the clothing that he has, well, how do we decide what he has and what he doesn't? But the point is that he does not have halachically the money to pay back the chayiv. Then there's a concept called Hesed Yad. Hesed Yad is a floating rate. Hesed Yad, there is no rate for Hesed Yad. Hesed Yad depends what he can afford. It starts from a seller. Anything from a seller more potentially is a Hesed Yad. That's the halacha. Now, what's very unclear, what's very blurry, and the Briskerov in the Shiurim talks about this, is that what is the definition of Hesed Yad? Is that another form of Erechin? What is it? We know it can't be less than a seller. The only thing the Torah says is it can't be less than a seller. So if you have a half a seller, you have nothing to give. Okay? You don't give anything until you can afford it. You can afford it, you give a regular Erech. But you cannot give less than a seller. Okay? Now, when you're giving a seller or more, so it depends what you can afford. If you can afford a seller, you give a seller. If you have two shlum, give two shlum. Whatever you can afford. If you give less than you can afford, you're also not potter. So it's not like if you can't afford the full erech, let's say the maximum 50 shloim erech, that you can give anything under over a seller is good enough. No. If you have five shlum, you got to give five. If you give four, you're not potter. If you give four, and then you get money, you got to give the whole amount. So in other words, there is no middle ground. It's either you give everything you got, sell or more, or ultimately you'll be chayev to give the full erech that you were chayev to give. So what is this in-between stage when you're giving Hesed Yad? What is it? Is it tashlumi erechin? Is it another form of erech? Or maybe, and this is something which we're going to have to analyze, maybe it's an exemption. It's not erechin. It's a pidyon on the erechin. It's not a pidyon erechin. It's a pidyon on the whole erechin. You don't got to give erechin. And that's what we'll see as we go through the sugi here. What is this getter? Now it's important to note, we'll see how it fits here, is that the erechin is always measured by l'chumra. So that means that in order to be exempt from the regular erech, whatever it is, from 5 to 50, whatever you do, whatever erech is, it has to be that you were an oni, both at the time of the neda and at the time of payment. If either one you come into money, you don't have the p'tur. So if you were rich at the time that you made the erech, you have to pay full erech. If you were rich at the time of the giving, rich meaning you're able to afford it, then you have to give the full erech. So you only have the exemption if you're an oni on both ends. You're an oni both at the time of the nether, which we'll see what that means. Even the nether is unclear, because the nether has two steps. The nether has when you said the words, and when you got assessed. If we measure, When we say we measure what it was at the time of the neder, what does that even mean? Does that mean when you said the words, I am giving the erech? Or does it go by when the kohen assesses you? Can make a big chiluk in halach? Because it could be you have a guy who's rich when he made the neder, and already by the time the kohen assessed him, he was an oni. According to Tesvis, Tesvis holds you have a din of an oni. Tesvis holds that when we say oni, it goes by the time that the neder got solidified. It didn't get solidified until the kohen was marach here. So that's Tesvis Shita. The Rosh and the Rambam, we'll see, about the, they argue about this point. That's a good kasha. I have the kasha on Aliyahs too. Sometimes, over the years, the board has come to me. Sometimes a guy bought $1,000 Aliyah, he didn't pay it. I can't figure it out. If a guy can't pay his membership, I understand. He's a member. What do you want from him? He says, well, he shouldn't daven. He davens. He can't afford it. So what? He can't afford it. But a guy should buy $1,000 Aliyah and not pay it. I just don't get it. Why are you buying it? I don't understand it. But again, it's not one of the, that's a teku question. I don't know. I have no techets to that guy. State in Mishnah, Ein Ne'erochin Pochois Misela, or Ein Ba'arochin. Depends on the Gilsa. But it means that you never could give less than a Sela, even if you're in the parasha of Hesed Yada, you can't afford it, you never give less than a Sela. V'lo Yeser Al Chamishim Sela. And you never give more than 50, that's the Dover Pasha. That's the highest Erech that there is in the Torah. Ketzad. What does it mean? Nosan Sela V'Heashir. Any nice and clue. Now, what does the Mishnah mean here? What's the Taichin Mishnah? Ketzad, Nasan. The Mishnah means, don't think that Hesed Yad is a temporary gap. It's a Ptur. Once you gave that Selah, we don't see you again. So you could run into millions of dollars, you're Potter. That's what it means. Nosan Selah V'Heshir, any nice and clue. However, Pochis Mi Selah V'Heshir. If you gave less than a Selah and you got money, then the halacha is noisin chamishim sela. If you run out into money, and your erech originally would have been chamishim, you pay the full chamishim. How you be out of chamish sloim? What happens if you have five? Reb Meir Eimer in noisin elachas. Reb Meir holds it's either one or the full thing. Chachamim Eimer noisin is kulay. You give the whole thing, whatever you got, you give. Ein ba'arachin pochas misela v'yesu al-chamishim sela. Okay, the Gemara already told me what the Sefer is adding to the ratio. We already learned that in the ratio. Now, zok the Gemara. Ein ne'arachin pochas misela minolon. The Chassivit says, v'chol erkecho yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. Kol arachin sh'ato marich lo yubchusin mishekel. All the erachin that you do can never be less than a shekel. So even though the guy can't afford it, he never gives less than a shekel. V'lo yoyser al chamishim sloim d'chsiv chamishim. Hoyu b'yod of chamishim. So we have a machlokes tanoim. Do you give five or one? Reb Meir says, one my time with Reb Meir. K'siv chamishim u'ksiv shekel. The Torah only says two numbers. 50 or one. Oy chamishim, either you give the full amount, oy shekel. That's klor, l'chayra. I don't think that there's room for debate. According to Reb Meir, it's definitely a new type of erech. It's not like the Rambam says, HaToyra Chosolov, the Torah had Rachmanis on him, he shouldn't have to pay the whole thing. According to the Rameya, Zicha, it's an Erech. The Erech is either 50 or 1. It's a rigid number. The whole question that we have is according to the Chachomim. The Chachomim say no. It's totally in Hesegyan, V'Rabbonon. Hahu, that only teaches you, Kol Arachin Shatom Marech. That no matter how low you go, it can't go lo yeh p'chus mi shekel u'dosa. But hecha de islay, but if the guy has more than a sela, omar cho, the Torah says, asher tasig yad hanoida. He should give what he can afford. V'harei yodoy masagas. He can afford it. If he can afford five, he's got to give five. He's got to give what he can afford. Reb Meir says, ahu yad hanoida v'lo yad hanida u'dosa. Okay. Reb Meir says, what does he do with Hesed Yad? Hesed Yad teaches you that we don't go by the person you are marich, We go by you. Now this is very schwer. Tosfos asks, very schwer. What would be the Havamina? What would be the thought process here? The Gemara is saying that according to the Chachamim, the reason why, according to Rameir, why it had to say Hesed Yad Anoyder, the Chachamim agree, by the way, to this Rameir. The reason why it had to say Yasa Hesed Yad Anoyder is because you may think you go by the guy who you were marech. Why in Svora, you get a multi-millionaire, he's marech and oni, why would he give an erech oni? That's Tosfos Kasha. If you look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Ahu Yad Anoyder V'lo Yad Anido. Why would I think that? We go by the nido. Very unclear what Tosfos means to answer here. What's the answer to the question? Again, in Svara, Zichr, if the Svara is like the Rambam, HaTorah Chosa Olav, doesn't make sense, the Torah had Rachmonis on the Nido. The Nido doesn't have to pay anything. The Nido is the subject. He's the subject of the Aruchin. So I think that for sure, the Havamina is also that it's Vada Yadin Erechim. The Havamin is that Hesed Yad is a Din Erechim. In other words, right when we start the Mishnah, we have a Shaila here. When you pay less than the full amount, is that a new, if you're sitting down with a new committee, the tuition committee, and now it's not tuition, it's a new Tashlumen of Hesed Yad, or is this a new sub-Erech amount that you have to give? And it's Erech. Now, it's a big difference between the two. If we learn HaTorah Chasola, if you made an Erech, you made an obligation that obligates you for 50 Sloim. The Torah said, since you can't afford it, you don't have to pay, you just give something to Hekdish, whatever you can afford, you give to Hekdish. It's not Erech. It's not Erech. It's what you can afford. Then, of course, it makes no sense to say that we would go and look at the person who you were marach. Who cares when you were marach? We go by you. You're the oni. Why would we go by the person you were marach? But if you learn that it's a new type of arachim, it's a new kind of arachim, and this arachim is a new assessment. Now the assessment requires that the person that you were marach was an oni. In order for us to say, oh, this is a new assessment, a regular person who's a Ben Chomesh, this is his Erech. But if the person you were Marech was an Oni, he has a different Erech. Because once we're saying it's a different Erech, it could be it has to associate with the one who you were Marech. Because it's in the Heftze. It's not just a leniency that we're allowing you, we're letting you off the hook. It's not just we're letting you off the hook. We are recreating an erichin. We're recreating a new amount. So now we could say, well, in order for us to create a new erich, just like an erich zohar is different than an erich nekeva, and an erich ben shloishim is different than an erich ben chodesh, ben chomesh, and a ben chomesh is different than a ben chamishim. So the same thing, in order for us to change, to manipulate the erich, it has to be that there's something different about the person who you assessed. And unless he is also an ani, then we'd go by him as well. We go by the neither. That at least would be a Havamina. I don't see any other Havamina. Maskona, we could still have a Shaila. Now that the Torah said that we don't look at the person who you are marech, now we could go back to the drawing board, say, well, maybe now it's not a Dinerech. But I don't see any way to learn the Havamina other than to say that this is a Din in the Erechin. It's a din in the Maisa Erechin. I don't see any other way to learn. If we're going to learn that this is not a din in the Erechin, it's not a din that we have Rachmanis on you to pay less, then it makes no sense to say that you would go after the Nido. It only makes sense if we say it's some kind of new assessment. Now the assessment requires that the Dover HaNidr should also be different. That's a possibility. So now the Gemara says, the Rabbanon agreed to Rameir's Drasha. For Rabbonon, lav memeila shamet mino, isn't this that we know on its own? Even though the pasuk is coming to say lo yod hanida, but since it says asher tasik, so you understand it means based on what he has. He has to give what he can afford. Since the Torah used the lashon of asher tasik rather than stam saying yad hanider, so it shows he has to give what he can afford. Now the way I'm learning the Gemara, there was never a habamina that an oshir that was marich and oni would give an erech oni. It's only that an oni, in order for an oni to get the leniency, he would need that the person he was marich is also an oni. It's not that if you had an oshir that was marich and oni, that he would, there would be a havamin according to the chachamim, that he should give a lower erech. No. But the gzeres hakosav still is, you still have to have some kind of a Hasbola in it. So, what? The what? Look. Because look at the, first of all, what's Toysis Kasha? Toysis Kasha is without the word noida. So Torah just said ashatasik. I would know that obviously it goes by the person that's making it. Right? I would know that. So all Yara Noida teaches me is that for some reason there would be something in Svara that I would still think. It's to get Gzeres HaKosav, we're going in Svara now. You follow? The Tosis Kasha is, if it would have just said Asher Tasig, we would already know that it's the Yad HaNoider. It's not the Yad HaNider. So whatever explanation we're going to give, it's still going to have to be based on Svara as well. So to tell me that in Svara we would say that if a guy is poor, that the in Svara the Erech will change, that's not a Svara. That's Vaitu, not a Svara. The Svara would be that the Erech changes. And there may be an additional requirement, and that's why if you look at Rashi, Rashi is very meduyik. Rashi says, Yad HaNoyde V'lo Yad HaNidor. He doesn't say, he says, She'oni She'erech Esa Oshir Noisein Erech Oni. That an oni, we learn out from here that an oni that was marich, the osher gives him his oni. He bases it on what the person was, the subject, but he still says the person's an oni. The Duke Stodden, we were always talking about an oni. The question is, are we talking about an oni who was marich an oni, or we're talking about an oni that was marich an osher? So now we have a svara, that when did the Torah give leniency to the oni? Maybe only if the subject also has a shinui. But if the subject is the same, because again, we're all going in Svara. Tosis' point is, we have to find a way to make this logical. That's Tosis' problem. Tosis' problem is, lomali cross Svarahu. If I had a choice to say, either the Torah is talking about the Neider, or the Torah is talking about the Neider. Okay? So what would you say in Svara? What's the Svara? That's Tosis' clash. The Svara is, I would go by the Neider. Of course I'd go by the Neider. That's Zichar the Svara. So we have to somehow drum up a reason why we needed the Torah to tell us, no, the neither is not an issue. Now, the only way for us to say that is we have to say that we're talking about, we need two things to be mechadesh here. Number one, yes, of course we're talking to an ani. If we're not talking to an ani, I don't need the Torah to tell me that we're talking to the person who made the erech. That's as far as pshuta that we're talking to. But why in the world would the Torah care whether the subject is an ani and an asher? So that I could tell you. Since we find the Torah gives different assessed values to people, so there'd be a svara to say that. When does the Torah give a leniency to the ani? Only with his shinui and who he was marech as well. Otherwise not. But to tell me that it has nothing to do with the neider at all, that's illogical. That's Tosis Kasha. I don't see how we can get back to that, to make that logical. We could make it logical to say that there's an added component. Just like there's a component, you have to be at the time of the nether, not at the time of the paying. So there's another component. It has to be that what you were neither also qualifies to be in this parasha. But to say that it has nothing to do with the person that made the nether, I don't see how we can make that logical. You could say there'd be a gzeres hakosav to that. But Tosis Kasha is, let go of the gzeres hakosav and don't say anything. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is that I don't need a pasuk at all. Let the Torah ignore everything. And in Svara, I would say, without the words Hanoider, I would say it's going on the person who's making the neder. I don't see a way around that, saying that that would be that it would be logical that that shouldn't play a role. I could hear that once a person is an Ani, we're talking about an Ani, but now there would be a Havamina that it also depends on the neder. That I could hear. But to say that I would say it only depends on the neder in Svara, I don't buy that. I'm not saying you can say it. I don't buy that in Svara that would be logical. Because again, Tosis is trying to make it make sense. Tosis is trying to make it make sense. The requirement is that this Ani now wants to get a lower rate, right? In order to get a lower, how does a regular person get a lower rate? Normally, you marach somebody who's worth less. That's how you. How does any noider ever get a lower rate? A guy says, you know, I want to make erech and I want a low rate. So we tell you, open up a chumash. You don't have to be a big gun. Open up a chumash, you'll see the value. My shviga always reminds me that if you look in Rashi, he says that an old lady is worth more than an old man. Because they go down in value less. The old lady. So Rashi over there says, because a savta babayas is a broch, and an old man babayas is a poshet. Yeah? And more grouchy. So, that's a Rashi. So that's how it's normally, how do you get a lower rate? You look at the marach. That's how you get a lower rate. So so there would be a svara to say, you want a lower rate. Hesed yad, evaluate somebody who is worth less also. Hell. But to tell me it's only dependent on that, that would be a dover move. Because the whole erichin is not based on value. The whole erichin alone, if you're marach a mukashchin, who's worth nothing, you still pay full erichin. So to say it's only that I would logically only base it on that would be against our whole thinking. I'm telling you, in halacha, because the halacha of erichin is not that way. If the halacha of erichin, we evaluate the person you made the erichon, then it would be logical what you're saying. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is about marach a mukashchin that couldn't get $1 in the slave market. I still have to give the full erichon. But you're not listening, right? That right? That's the halacha. So what does that show us? That definitely shows us that the svara chitzayna, externally, is that we don't look at who you're being marach. Value-wise. We only look gender. Only gender. So to tell me that all of a sudden now, I would all of a sudden put on a new hat and say, oh, now I do look at value based on what he's worth, that would be illogical. You follow what I'm saying? The Torah only broke it up, the gender qualities. Well, I don't want to call it qualities, right? But gender differences. The Torah didn't make any distinction in value. Adarabba, the Torah said it doesn't matter what he's worth. So that would be illogical to say that would be my first svara. That's what I'm saying. So I hold that Rashi and all the Rishonim would agree that we didn't have a Havamina that we don't care about what you're worth, the Marech, that Avada we care about. But the Havamina would be that you have to be Marech somebody different also. And if you're an Oni, Sheherech Oshir, it's no good. Kamash Malon, no. Now, once we have the Kamash Malon, now it's Vayter up for grabs. So is it just a reduced rate? Or is this a new Erech that we're Machayev you? So now let's go in the Sugi and see how to learn this. So Gemara says like this. Omar Avada Barave. Hoyu biyodov chomesh sloim. Person had 5 sloim. V'omar erki alai. He said, I'm going to give my Erech. Okay, v'chazar v'omar erki alai. Okay, then he said again erki alai. So now he obviously qualifies for hesed yad. He only owns 5 sloim completely. He doesn't own his own enough money. V'nosan arba l'shnia v'echad l'rishon. He gave 4 for the second. He's a lamdan. He wanted to pater up both erichins. Okay, so if he's going to take now and give all 5 for the first erich, he still owes complete for the second one. Okay, again, the guy said Erki Alai, and then he said again Erki Alai. So now he owes two times his Erich for two different Nidorah. Now, if he would give for the first five Sloyim, now he would still owe full value for the second. He wants to be a Lam. What does he do? He gives four for the first, and he gives one, four for the second, and then he gives one for the first. What does he want to accomplish by this? Four, he potters up the second. Why didn't he give five? Normally you're not Yotze. We hold like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold if you don't give the whole five, you're not Yotze. No, but I didn't have five available. I really didn't even have four available. Because it was all Meshubid to the first Erech. So I really had nothing available. I miraculously came up with four. So now the four is done, Potter. Now we only have one left. The one Potter is the first. That's this guy's chap. This is very complicated. The Gemara makes it sound very simple. It's very complicated to know how does this work exactly. So again, he's chai of two erichins. L'chayra midaraisa, he has to give a full erich, full whatever he has, for the first erich. And then the second one he'll have to wait till he runs into money. When he runs into money, he'll have to potter up the second erich. Says the Gemara, Yotzo yedei shteyim. He's yotze both erich. Why? My time. Bal choiv mukdam muchar shekodam v'gova ma shegova gov. This is a shas machloikis. If Reuven owes money to Shimon and Levi, he first borrowed from Shimon and then he borrowed from Levi, and Levi goes and collects money first, there's a machlekes in the Gemara if Levi keeps the money. Does Levi keep the money, or does it go back to Shimon? Because Shimon is the first. Again, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon in Eor, and then in Sivan he borrowed money from Levi. Now Levi came and collected. It's a machlekes whether Levi keeps the money. So the Gemara is saying that this din is riding on the first din. In other words, if you hold L'chaira, when I went and I gave Hektish the first four, okay, that was for the second loan, the first Erech could come and take it back. The first debt could come and pull it back. In other words, I gave Hektish four, right, for my second Eder. But the first lien that Hektish had should be able to come down and pull it back. And therefore, the Gemara says, from here you see, Masha Gova Govli. That's the Gemara. Right? Oh, we'll see. But I'm just saying, this is what the Gemara says. We'll get to your Svara. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, from here you see that. And therefore, Masha Gova Gova. Be'idna de'yorev l'shnia. When I gave the second Erechin first, Mishabed l'rishayna. So therefore, it's like I gave everything I have. Even though there's still one cell I left, which normally would have automatically passed my payment, but since it was Meshubid, so it's like I gave everything I have. And Be'idna de'yov l'rishayna, by the time I pay this first Erech back, that's all I got is one seller. So that's all I have. Sulesle. He doesn't own anything. But if you did the reverse, it wouldn't work. Nosan arba l'rishayna v'achas l'shniya, if you gave four to the first, you're not yotze, because you still have one available. Then the halacha is yidei shniya yotze, but yidei rishayna lo yotze. Because kulon mishabdin l'rishayna, they were all mishubit to the first, and you didn't give it. You only gave four, you were supposed to give five to the first at that time. So the order of how you give it makes a difference. Again, all of the five slime that you have are mishubit to the first erech that you made. And if you don't give all of it to Hekdish, you're not Yotze your Erech. Because the halacha is you have to give everything that's in your pocket. Everything. Now, what happens if I make an Erech, at the time that I make the Erech, I have five Sloim. And then I have a hole in my pocket. Three of them fall out. I'm Yotze with two. As long as at the time that I pay the Erech, I give them all that I have, I'm Yotze. If I still have three more in my pocket, I'm not Yotze. But if the three fell out and went to wherever they went, doesn't matter where they went. Somebody picked it up and is having a good time with it. Doesn't matter. Right now, I gave Hektish everything that I have. That I'm Yotze. But if I didn't empty my pocket, If I gave Hekdesh 4.5, I didn't give 5, I'm not Yotze. Right? So if I went and I paid the second Erech first, so there, that's the pshat, I gave Hekdesh everything I got. Because I gave them more than I got. Because all 5, I'm a Shubit for the first. So if you ask me, what do I have available? The answer is 0. When I say Erki Alai, and then I say again Erki Alai, and I don't have enough money in my pocket to pay the first, I have 0 available. So when I produce 4 Shloim to the first, to the second Hekdesh, I just now gave them 4 Shloim that I don't have. Right? I gave them 4 Shloim that I don't have. It's like 4 Shloim that is Meshubed. I own it, but it's not available. I'm only Mechuyev to give Hekdesh what I have available. It's no different that if somebody has 5 Shloim in his pocket, and he has a previous Chayv before the Erechin, not the Hekdesh. He has a previous Chayv to a Hedyot. He owes somebody $3, 3 Shloim. And he goes ahead and he gives Hekdesh 2 Shloim, and he says, the other 3 I'm going to give to my Baal Chayv. That's okay. It's Meshubet. The 3 Shloim I have is Meshubet. It's already spoken for. I only have 2 Shloim available for Hekdesh. That's fine. Over here, he has 5 Shloim. He's supposed to get the whole thing to the first Erech. But he's not doing it. He's a Heverman. He's a Heverman. What's he doing? He's giving it to the second Erech. He can't do that. Because technically, it's his money still. It's his money. This is where it's complicated. It's his money, but not available. In other words, what would be if I make Erki Alai, and I have 5 Shloim in my pocket, and I want to get married also? So before I go to Hekdesh, I go to a woman. I take 1 sel out of my pocket, and I say, Areyat mekudesh esli b'sel azuk edas moishu v'yisrael. So what? Kedusha work? It was Meshubet to Hekdesh. It wasn't Meshubet to Hekdesh. So what? Shibud is not a Kenyan at the end of the day. It's still not there. It's still they collect it. If I owe $1 million, I could still be Mekadosh and Isha. We don't say, well, I can't be Mekadosh a woman because all my money is Meshubet to Baby. Now, I'm not saying you should be Mekadosh a woman. That's a different child. That's a rabbinical child. Come to a Rav, you tell a Rav, is it right for me to get married if I owe money? So you have a child, a rabbinical child. Yeah? I'm not talking about right or wrong. I'm talking about Chalois Kedushin. If I go over to a woman and I take $100 from my pocket, which really is Meshubet to pay back a Choyv, and instead I'm a Kaddish a woman with it, it works. So what does that mean? This $100 that's in my pocket is mine, but it's not available. It's mine, but not available. So when it comes to Hekdesh, I'm not Mechuyev to give Hekdesh that which is not available. So when I went, and I gave Hekdesh 4 out of 5 Shloim in my pocket that were not available, I've gone beyond the call of duty as far as the second Erech is concerned. I gave them 4 Erech and that were not available. I'm not Mechuyev to schnorr. I go over to the guy next to me. I say, you know, I made an Erech. Could you give me 3 Shloim for Hekdesh? I'm Yotze with those 3 Shloim. Yeah? I schnorred. So now I went and I schnorred from the 5 coins that were Meshubet for the first Erech. I schnorred it and I gave it to the second Erech. 4 of them. So the second Erech I'm Yaitza, because I gave more than was available. I gave everything. Now, the first Erech is concerned, now there's only 1 seller left. The other 4 fell out of my pocket. I don't have them anymore. So, it's done deal. That's the Gemara is only debating, why doesn't Hekdesh have a right, L'chaira is what the Gemara is debating. Why doesn't the Gizbar have a right to collect the first 4 that you gave for the second Erech to go and say, well, we want that now, and we'll take that. Baal Chayv, right? Baal Chayv, Shegova, Baal Chayv Mu'ucher. Shegova, that's the question, Ma Shegova, Gova, you're not. So that's what the Gemara is dealing with. Only that child. Everything else is Pashit. The guy had a great chap, and everything he did was great. Worked out beautifully for him. He took 4 coins out of 5 that were not available. He got rid of his second Erech, and now he only has 1 period, and he used the 1 to redeem his first Erech. Everything is beautiful. The whole Shiloh of the Gemara is 1 Shiloh. Why doesn't the first Erech have a right to collect the 4 that you gave for the second Erech? Because when you have a bunch of debt, The first debtor has a kedima to the second debtor. That's the Gemara. So now, the pella here in the Gemara is that the halach is we don't paskin this way. We paskin bal choiv mu'uchar is bal choiv muktum comes and takes it away from him. We paskin it's not mashe gavo gavo. And we paskin like this Gemara. It's inconsistent. The Gemara bases this whole shaila over here by us based on bal choiv mu'uchar, and we don't even paskin that way. We paskin actually that if a bal choiv mu'uchar comes and collects money, mashe gavo doesn't is not gavo. That's the problem that we have. And that's if you look at here in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the din of our Mishnah. See, Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Tzadi, Tosfos says, Bal choiv mu'ucher, if a later Bal choiv comes, v'gova, mashe gova, loy gova. It's halacha is that you can't collect. Now, if you look here in the sheet of Mekubetzes Nashmatas, he asks the same question. So Tosfos says, Sammy's teres. Tosfos says, the be'erich in ein lochush, hoil v'akoil hektish. This is Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Tzadi. V'lochein ma shegovo govui. Whatever you collected was, because it's all one pocket. Right? The problem that we have, obviously, to learn that way, is that if you look in our sugya doesn't say that. Our sugya says, bal choiv mu'ucher ma shegovo govui. Our sugya doesn't base it on hektish. Our sugya says, makes a general statement. Ma shegovo govui. That's number one. Number two, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the din, the Rambam says as follows, in Perigim Alach Yiral, if we brought it down here in the Mar Makhenis, Ho'imer Erki Alai, the Chozar Va'omer Erki Alai, the Hoya Biyodoi Eser Sloim, the Nosan Teisha Lishnia, the Sela Lorishaina, same shtick like in our Gemara, Yotza Yedei Shtehem. Now look at the Loshon HaRambam. Sheha'arachim loy kechoyvois hein. Mamish, not like our Gemara. The Rambam deviated completely from our Gemara. Our Gemara said, Bal choyv mu'ucher mashe gova govoi. And the Rambam brings down the din of our Gemara, and he says, you know why it works? Because we don't look at this like a debt. If we would look at it like a debt, we would take Hekdish 1 would collect it from Hekdish 2. Mamish has soyser our Gemara. L'chayr. Ash'af al-pi she'koma she'biyodei meshubed l'rishayna. Even though everything that's in your hand is meshubed to the first, hekdish mu'ucher ma'shegovo govo. Hekdish is different. Could be your svara. But hekdish is different. Hekdish, we do collect. If the later hekdish comes and collects, whatever he collected is collected. That's what he says. We don't have a problem with the concept. The problem we have is that our Gemara doesn't say that. The Lashon of our Gemara is that it's like a Bal Choyv. That's the Lashon of our Gemara. How do we get around the Lashon of our Gemara? Our Gemara, Lamaisa says, so some actually change the gears in the Gemara. They say because of this question, the gears in the Gemara we have to change. Doesn't flow with the Gemara. That's what he says. Now, if you look here in Lechem Mishnah, right here in the Rambam, he says that that's the difference between Hekdesh and Bal Choyv. That's the Nafka Mina. Now, another distinction they want to say here in the Rambam is that maybe it's a difference if the Bal Choyv came and collected Karka or he collected Metaltala. If you collect land that has a lien on it, enforceable lien, then the first Bal Choyv could come and collect back. But if you collected money, metaltalin, movable stuff, then there's no lien on the chefza. Then if the Baal Chayv collected, masha gova gova. That's the way they want. But again, all of these mahalchim are inconsistent with the reading of our Gemara. The reading of our Gemara is, my time of Baal Chayv Mu'ucher, masha kodam v'gova, masha gova gova. The Gemara says it's collected. So really a plea. The Ktseis HaChayshin, in his Simon Pei Gimel and Cheshem Ishbot, he's also oimer on this problem. And he also tries to take a new approach, and he changes the girsa in the Gemara. Also, again, because the girsa that we have in the Gemara just doesn't flow with this approach. The girsa seems to make it's like a chayv, and the Rambam actually says it's not like a chayv. It's the Rambam is mamish for the hapachu of our Gemara. Our Gemara says it's like a chayv, and the Rambam says lav kachayv esena. It's not like a chayv. Very strange. It's not just that you have to take out the girsa. It's the whole reading of our Gemara is trying to say that there is a concept of Baal Chayv Mu'ucher and a Baal Chayv Mukdim. And the whole point of Tosfos and the Rishonim that learn like Tosfos is they want to say that our Gemara holds that there aren't two Baal Chayv. It's all Hektish. It's all one Chayv. So really the whole signal in Gemara doesn't really go, even if we change the word from Baal Chayv to Hektish. But it's not the Hekdesh Mu'ucher and the Hekdesh Mukdim. The whole reason why it works is because it's all one packet. There's no Mukta and no Mu'ucher. Ein Mukta and Mu'ucher be Hekdesh. The first one, we have a different problem. The first one, the problem we have is that if you don't give the full amount to the first, you had more available. That's an availability issue. You follow what I'm saying? That's a different issue. You didn't pay what's available. Okay, this is problem number one. Problem number two we have in our sugya, and it's a significant problem, is that our Gemara takes on for a Dover Pashut, that the only issue we have here with this shtick that you're doing, which is, namely, that you're taking 4 out of the 5, or the Rambam's case, 9 out of the 10, that are not available, and you're using it for the second Hekdesh, and even though it's not really available for the second Hekdesh, the whole issue of our Gemara is whether this works because maybe the first Hekdesh could come and take it back. That seems to be the issue in our Gemara. But, halachically, we always go by the time of the Neder. In other words, Hesed Yah doesn't go by the time that you pay. The whole shtick that you've accomplished in our Gemara is that we worked it out that there's no more money available by the time you come to pay up the first erech, you only have one seller left. That's the whole shtick. The whole shtick is to manipulate that situation, that I should be left at the end of the day with only one seller. That's the point of the Gemara. But really, l'chayri, that shouldn't help us, because we know we go by the time of the neder, and at the time that you made the neder, you had 5 slayim available to pay the first. Now you manipulated it. Why is that difference than a guy who had a and then he lost his money? The halacha is he can't get away with paying a little. Because we look at your, when we make our evaluation, we don't go by now, we go by what was then. So this question is presented by Tosfos. Tosfos asked this question over here, Be'idna Diyov L'Rishon. Tema. Ask Tosfos, it's a tema. The Be'idna Diyov L'Rishon Ayolei Heislai. This whole manipulation only changes your status at the time of the payment. But the time of the nether doesn't change your status. The Eich Mifter Kishenosan Lohem Achas. Hotanan, we learned in the Perek Hesed Yad, on Daf Yud Zayin, Hoya Oshir, Bishas HaNeder. Veheni, and then he became poor. Kishebo Lifroya Lekoen, Oyoni Kishenodav Lohinosan Klum, Veheshir. Noisein erech oshir. We go by the time of the nether. Anyway, that's where Tosfos comes here and says it's tremendous chiddush. For Omer Rabbeinu, dahach b'hoidei oshir. This that it says when it says oshir, lekamon dafke sherichi akoyen b'hoidei oshir. Ein echanami. The person made a nether and he had money, and then by the time the koyen was invited to make the assessment, he became an oni. So we go by the time that the kohen made the assessment. We don't go by the time of the nether. We go by the time the nether is solidified. Tosfos says, our Gemara, you did the whole manipulation here before the Kohen got a chance to make any kind of erech. Einach Hanami, if you would have done this shtickle after the Kohen got involved, it wouldn't work. That's Tosfos. So Tosfos learns that our whole Gemara is talking about before the erech of the Kohen. Once the Kohen got involved, it would be too late, because the Kohen would obviously come. He would say, okay, for you have five shloim you got to give. Now you say, okay, let me take four and give the... You can't anymore. Because now you're chayev to give five, one penny less than five, you're still chayev the first erech. So it won't work. So Tosfos learns this whole thing is that you was reason magdimim l'mitzvah. You did this before the Kohen got a chance to make any kind of assessment. The problem we have is that Tosfos chap only works with his shita, with this chiddush, that even though the Gemara says we go by the time of the erech, we don't go by the time of the erech, we don't go by the time of the nether, we go by the time that the kohen was marach here. The Rambam, and Rashi, and Rabbeinu Gershon, all those Rishonim hold that we go by the time of the nether. And that's why I asked the Elam to look up this Rambam. If you look up the Lashon HaRambam in our sugya, you'll see that the Rambam says clearly Halacha Hey, Paragimel. Oshir Sheherich, if an Oshir was rich, and then he made Erich Veheni, then he became poor. Oshirich Shuani Vesha Areze Chayiv Be'erich Oshir. The Rambam makes no distinction as far as when the Kohen got involved. The Rambam holds like Rashi that we always go by the time that you made the neder. And since at the time that you made the neder you were Oshir, we go by that time. We don't go by the later time. So the question is how to be Mitaretz the Rambam as well. So we really have two separate issues here. We have one issue, we have a Shaila here, how does this whole manipulation work? If we hold Baal Choyv Mu'ucher Shekodam, if a Baal Choyv later comes and collects the money prematurely, we take it away from him. That's not problem number one. Problem number two we have is that L'choyre this doesn't work because you had more available when you first made the nether, you had more available. So according to Tosfos, it's not a problem because we don't go by when you first made the nether. We go by when the Kohen got involved. And you did this before the Kohen got involved. But according to the Rambam and Rashi and all those Rishonim, we go by when you made the nether. When you made the nether, you had five shloim available. So you should need to have the entire five shloim now. That's the second problem. Yeah. What? I may know what I owe. What do you mean? Not because I don't know, because that's the Xeris HaKosu. No, it's just the assessment of what I am worth, of what I'm obligated to pay, is not chal until the Kohen gets involved. Yeah, the Xeris HaKosu. That's totally in Herich HaKohen. It's not as fun. No, according to Tosfos, again, according to Tosfos, the amount that you have to pay, whether it's rich or poor, or exactly what amount, that gets assessed by the time the Kohen gets involved. Till then, you're up for grabs. Your status is up for grabs. I can pay. Yeah, but by the time the Kohen got involved, it's not too late. I'm an oni. There's no problem with me. I could manipulate my status before the Kohen gets involved. I did. I could pay. This is what I paid. Now, is my payment good? The Kohen will decide if my payment is good based on the status that I'm in when the Kohen assesses me. The Kohen, exactly. So the Kohen got involved and he says, okay, how much did you pay? You paid one seller. Okay, can you afford it? No, that's good. That Sela is good. You follow? According to Tosfos, the Kohen, when the Kohen gets involved, at that moment he decides what your Erech is, and as long as you did or will pay that amount, it's good. But you could manipulate your status until the Kohen makes the evaluation. Once the Kohen makes the evaluation, your status is already solidified. Right? It's concretized. It's done. You can't change it. But until the Kohen makes the assessment, you can play with your status. So I played with my status. Now, my status was when I made the nether, my status was that I had 5 slime completely. Okay, that's how much I had available. And then my status ended up that I have less available. Now, does that, the fact that I have less available, is that really viewed as a reality, or do we go by what was available when you made the nether? Says Tosfos, until the client gets involved, you can move around what's available. You could change your status, what's available. Tosfos' question was, it's too late to manipulate. If you wanted to manipulate, you should have done it before you made your nether. Once you made your nether, it's too late for you to change your status. Tosfos says, no, you could manipulate your status. Until the Kohen gets involved, just the status part, not anything else, just your status could be manipulated based on the Kohen. That's what Tosfos is machadish. But again, Tosfos is a das yochid. Most of the Rishonim hold not like Tosfos. And they hold that you can change your status. And it does go by the time of the nether. So how are you playing around with it now? How could you go ahead and give 4 of this? Basically, we have Tosfos' question without Tosfos' answer. That's all. That's the question on the Rambam. And really on most of the Rishonim. Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom. Most of the Rishonim hold not like the Rambam. They learned the Mishnah simply. The Mishnah on Yitzayim and Bey seems to say we go by what you were at the time of the nether. That's what we look at. So the Lechem Mishnah comes up with a creative pshat, and he says it depends. We have a question whether you're an Oshir or an Oni, that gets decided when you made the Erech. Availability goes by when you pay. This is very Nagel Halacha. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, when you make a Neder, we decide, are you a person that has to pay the full amount? Or are you subject to a scholarship? Okay? That's decided at the time of the nether. Now, exactly what the scholarship will be, that's totally when you pay. Once you're in the parish of Hesed Yad, now we can move it around based on what you're at the time of payment. As I said, that's the Lechem Mishnah. So then that fits in our sugya. True. If the guy, when he made the Erech, he was a rich man, he was sitting on $100,000 of liquid, then in Echanami, it wouldn't make a difference. You're manipulating, too late to manipulate. But you were only sitting on 5 Sloim. So you were anyway categorized as a Hesed Yad. Now you're a Hesed Yad individual. The definition of a Hesed Yad is a floating gauge. Whatever you have at the time of the payment, that's what you have available. So the rigidity of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis is only if you're categorized as Hesed Yad or not categorized as Hesed Yad. Right? Now we'll see what this machlokes is in. But there's another, it seems to be another machlokes. Now there's another machlokes. There's another machlokes. You know, we're running out of time, so we'll just come to the conclusion. I'll just tell you what the machlokes is, then on your own you can work on how that also ties into this whole Shaila. And that is, the Gemara ends up with a Shaila, the final suffix of the Gemara, Boyer Vada Barav, if you have 5 Sloim, the same case, but instead of making 1 Erech, and then a second Erech, you say 2 of them together. Erech Yalai, Shnei Erech Yalai Bevasachas Mahu. Now do you have to give 5 for 1, all 5 for 1, because they happen together, or do we say no, each one gets 2.5? You give 2.5 to this one and 2.5 to this one. Tati pagalahai. Or kulachazi lahai, but kulachazi lahai take. The Gemara leaves that by a suffix. How do we paskin in this shaila? So if you look in the Rambam and the Radvaz, he says it depends. If you go ahead on your own and you pay 2.5 and 2.5, you're potter. If the Gizbur came and he grabbed 5, he keeps the five. Now you got to pay another five for the other. But if not, if you pay 2.5 and 2.5, samoytzi mechavel of araya and your potter. Ask the or sameach. What do you mean? You know for sure you chayiv the erech. You have a suffix if you're potter. We know the halacha is if I say I know I owe you money, and I have a suffix if I became potter, I have to pay it. There's no amoytzi mechavel of araya. If I go over to, if Reuven goes to Shimon, he says, I know for sure I owe you $100. I don't know if I paid you. He has to pay him. We don't say, Amoitzi Mechavel V'Raya. Amoitzi Mechavel V'Raya is if I have a suffix whether I owe you the money. If I say, I owe you the money, and I have a suffix whether I paid you, the halachas I have to pay. So the same thing should apply over here. So why do we say over here, if you gave 2.5 and 2.5, you're potter? That's his question. So I want to be mazbir to you, going back to our original shaila, and I think that that will clarify everything. And that is, what is this hesed yad? What is it exactly, by definition? Is the hesed yad a new type of erechin? Is that what it is? Which means the Torah gave certain rigid amounts, right? 5, 20, 30, 50. The Torah gave amounts that, of erechin. And then the Torah gave a new, a floating amount. It's called hesed yad. But hesed yad is another form of erechin. It just happens to be that instead of it being a rigid number, it floats based on what you have. But it's also erech. That's one way. The other way to look at it is no. It's really completely different parasha. The Torah says that if you're an ani, you have a right to remove yourself from Parashas Erechin and potter yourself by taking this new road called Hesed Yad. So you're not subsidized, it's not a subsidized Erech, a new kind of Erech. It's a way of, it's outside of the box of Parashas Erechin. It's a new Parasha. It's called a new Parasha, similar to the Gemara's Ashayel, let's say, by Yud. Is Yud like a regular Kiddushin? Or it's out of the box. Is it Mois Rishenim L'Kiddushin? How does Yud work? The question is, how does Hesed Yad work? Is Hesed Yad another form of paying Erechin? Or is Hesed Yad really a way of becoming potter from Erechin completely? So I want you to look at the Rambam's Loshen. When the Rambam goes and he brings down the Loshen, so the Rambam says like this, Halacha Beis. Same parak, parak gimel halacha beis. Kol ha'arachin ha'ktsuvim ba'toyrah, hein, they are, shenoysein ha'marech im hoya osher. That's if he's rich. Avol im hoya ani, but if he's a poor man. So the Rambam makes it very clear. All the arachin that are brought down in the Torah is if you're rich. That's if you're rich. If you're poor, says the Rambam, vein yodoy masagas, you don't have enough money. You give whatever money you have available. Now you become potter. The Rambam doesn't say that's the erech. There is a parashas erechin in the Torah. And the parashas erechin is rigid numbers. That will never be changed. This stays the same. But however, the Torah only obligated to pay Erech if you're an usher. If you're an Oni, the Torah gave you a way to potter up that you don't have to pay Erech. You know what? Noisein, kol, you give everything that you have, the niftar, and then you become potter. Very clear in the Rambam that this is a way of relinquishing your obligation. Right? Becomes what the Torah has to get. We don't got to give it a regular. The Torah said, everybody's called a noider. When somebody's marich, he's a noider. The Torah said that a person who makes an erechim, he's subjected to pay the erech. However, if he's not in the parish of paying the erech, he gets put into a new category of which he has an exemption. So I want to tell you very simply, that's the machlekes rishonim. The Tosfos holds that erechin is actually the rigid erech that we have in the Torah, the same thing as hesed yad. And Tosfos therefore holds, just like when you pay 50 shloim for your complete erech, that's what it is. When you pay 5, because that's all you have, that is the erech today, 5 shloim. That's the erech. Therefore, Tosfos holds that it can't be manipulated, just like we can't manipulate whether there's hesed yad once you made the nether, because the nether is the time when we decide what the erech is, and we can't manipulate it afterwards and say, well, now you could give less. No, it's too late. The same thing, we can't manipulate from 5 to 3 to 2, because the 5 is your erech. The 3 is your erech. The 2 is your erech. That's why Tosfos says, that's why Tosfos had the problem. This is your erech. This is what it is. You got to pay it. Can't be manipulated. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says there is no erech. There is no erech. Erech is only the erech haktsuva b'Torah is the erech. But somebody who can't afford it, the Torah says, you know what, pay what you can afford and you don't have to worry about the erech. So the Rambam, that depends on what you have at the time that you're paying up. Clean out your pocket. Clean out your pocket, and you'll become put. That's why the Rambam held that the deciding factor is only whether there is erech in here or not erech in here. And once you're an oni, and we've decided that there's no erech in here, that's it. Now, how much will you pay? The halacha is that a person like you is not subjected to erechin. Somebody like you has an option to empty your pocket to the gizbor, and we say goodbye to you. We say kol tuv l'chaim l'shalom. What happened to my erechin? The Torah pattered me. Just like if I went to a chochem and I was shoyel on my nether goes off. I made a nether, I go to the chochem, he takes away my nether. The Torah says, you give this. Hareiz en noisin mashe yochol v'niftar. That's it, the erech now falls off. It's like a heter erechin. It's a heter erechin. It's not a tashlume erechin. It's a heter erech. Now, it's late, so I'm going to tie everything together, Mitzvah Shem, the beginning of next week, of this year, just to finish up all the other questions that we had in the sugya. And we're going to do the next sugya, which is actually an easy sugya. It's not an erech in sugya, but I will give you some basic ha'oris to look up. The next sugya really is a nida sugya. It's on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. We're going to be going from Mishnah to Mishnah. Okay? It's really mostly going through the calculations of Pischei Nida. So I'm going to ask the Olam to go through the Mishnah and the Rambam here in Perek Ches from Yisurei Bia. Halacha Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chof, Chof Aleph, and Chof Beis. All those Rambams. Basically from Yud Zayin to Chof Beis. I'm also going to ask you, if you have some additional time, to look up, just give you the, here it is. The Ramban in Meseches Nida, Daf Nun Dalid Omer Aleph. We will believe neither post it, because I'm sure not everybody has access to it. And also the Chavaz Das is in Yoredei, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei on the bottom, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Beis. Okay.